Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud today. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power turned up. Stop it right now. I'll be done. I'll play my fight.
Everybody, this is Furl with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Ooh, it's like really dreary outside, but well, I was looking to see like this week, and it's, well, they say April showers bring May flowers. Well, I think it's going to bring the Mayflower here, and I'm going to get on and maybe travel someplace else. But it's still, let's see, it's still above freezing temperatures, so that's not too bad. Well, but today, it's Music Day. Well, you know, Knock Three Times on the Ceiling, Candida, if you want to tell me a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree because we are halfway to paradise, well, you got the gist. Longtime singer Tony Orlando, who will be appearing at the Queen Center for the Performing Arts on April 22nd. Susan Egan, who runs the center, makes great choices in selecting and finding the entertainment that she packs the house with. Well, originally, as you know, Tony Orlando and Dawn, but now he's solo, with perhaps some backup and singers, but, well, we're going to be talking to him in a little while, and just in case for those whose memory has slipped, here we go, and Knock Three Times.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with a note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling,
if you want me,
twice on the pipe, if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pipe, means you ain't gonna show.
Oh,
twice on the pie. If the answer is no, oh, my sweetness means you'll meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pie means you ain't gonna show. Oh, my darling, not three times on the ceiling if you want.
All right. Well, still waiting. But so let's see. What can I tell you about? Well, I went to see Universal Circus, which is presently appearing at in Roy Wilkins Park here in Queens. And is now from here we'll be going into Brooklyn, different type of circus. Well, there's some animals, which is going to probably end soon doing that. But as far as the circus itself, it is fabulous. It is, well, it's flamboyant and great. And, well, I guess we have, now we have the Tony calling in. Let me just... hello, Tony.
Hello. Hello.
How are you doing?
How are you doing? I couldn't get through on your line. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah. Well, actually, I know you're not going to remember him. I saw you a couple of years ago at the Resorts Casino here in Queens.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Nice place.
Yeah, and... so now I hear you're going to be over at the Queens Center for the Performing Arts.
Yes, I've been there a few times before, and the audiences have been great, and I understand we're just about shy of selling out, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. By the way, usually nobody sends me emails when I'm doing an interview, but I got an email from a friend of mine. And she said, ask him if he's coming to Tamarack Kings Point next year. Think he might. Went out with him when I was 16. He took me for pizza by the Fox Theater going to see Murray the K Show. Met him many times. Wonderful man. And she says, enjoy the interview. Her name is Sherry Cohen Markowitz. And I'm sure
I think I remember Sherry, as a matter of fact. And now let me tell you how old I was. So today is my birthday, right? So I'm 74. Okay.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. How old do you think I was? And by the way, I'm 2 years younger than Paul McCartney and Wayne Newton. How's that? Not that long. And I always will be. How about that? Anyway, Sherry's talking about when I was 17 years old.
Wow. Where were you living?
Where was I living?
Where in New York were you? Or were you?
I was brought up in Chelsea, 21st Street.
Oh, you're Manhattanite. You mean?
Sure. Yeah. Manhattanite, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But then I moved. then I moved all over the boroughs. Then I moved to Brooklyn. Then I moved to the Bronx. Then I moved to New Jersey. And so there you go.
And where are you now? Florida?
No. I live in Vegas and Branson, Missouri, both.
Oh, okay. Oh, Branson. Wow.
I did that.
I went on a press trip to Branson to see the whole thing. It's a hoot.
Well, there's 147 theaters there. There's 147 theaters in Branson. That's more theaters than Broadway.
Yeah. It's amazing because I think we only had like 3 days there on this press trip. I couldn't see everything, that's for sure. I try to see as much as possible.
When was that? When were you there?
Oh, this had to have been, let's see, maybe at least 15 years ago.
Okay. All right. Good. Yeah. Well, I don't have a theater there anymore, but I did 15 years ago. I had my theater from 93 to 2000. I sold it in 2000.
Wow.
And I went
to
a show called Smokey.
Yeah.
I went to Smokey Joe's Cafe on Broadway after that.
Wow. That's funny. I have to now have to take a look in my at the articles that I wrote about it to see what I did. Thank God I write. That's the only way I remember what I've done in my past. So,
well, listen, and I'm looking forward to being at the show.
Yeah.
I hope you get a chance to come and tell Sherry yes, I will probably be at Tamarack next year. My good friend who runs all of those places down there, does shows down there. I love going down there because when I go and do a show down there, there's a little, oh, Moish, look at this. It's Tonala. Tonala, come over here. Let me give you a pinch on your cheek. Oh, my God. Tony, I get old. Hey, Morris, look who it is. It's Tonala. The best people in the world, I swear.
it's so true. So let's
come
just ask you what you think.
Here's what they say. Come on in, Tonala.
Yeah.
Have some coffee and Ruggala. Have a little chocolate Ruggala for your food.
Of course.
I love it.
And I understand. Actually, it's funny because I used to do a lot of Jewish humor years ago. So,
that whole area down there is like going back. It's like going to Brooklyn. All of my friends, you know, I grew up. My dad lived in Brooklyn. And I grew up going to Brooklyn often. My mom and dad was divorced, but I used to go to Brooklyn on 4th Street often. And then I'd go to Flatbush Avenue, and then we ended up fishing at Coney Island Pier. And then, you know, we'd have a good time. So there's nothing like that part of Florida because they have a memory of New York that really doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
It's a different New York then, you know.
You know, it's very funny because somebody on the internet.
With the Paramount Theater, we had Alan Freed, we had Murray the K, you know.
Yeah.
We used to sit on the stoop and listen to our radios. I mean, it was a great time.
Yes,
remember transistor radios?
Yes. No one knows what I'm talking about. It was. I don't understand.
Listen,
you know,
you're
every
a delight.
Time...
You're a wonderful lady. I love talking with you.
I don't understand why nobody remembers, though. Those were the greatest things. You just shoved them next to your ear.
Yeah.
They were small little
things.
That's
right. That's exactly right. And then you'd have to find the station. You hear the white noise. I got it. Oh, I got it.
Yeah, right. No, you can't listen. It doesn't go that loud.
Exactly.
You can't blast it.
Oh, my God.
Your
listeners are probably sitting there, what are they talking about, these two?
And there was no headphones either. There was no headphones. You couldn't plug it into your ear. You couldn't do anything. You just had to, like, put it next to your ear, and you sang and danced with it.
Well...
Oh, gosh. So let me ask
you a great day. I'm going to wish you a great, wonderful day. And your heart and your conversation about the past made my birthday today. So thank you very much for this interview. I enjoyed it very much.
This is great. So does that mean you got to go?
Well, you know where I'm going.
Where?
I'm hoping it's not canceled. I'm going to the Yankee game today.
Oh, really?
I have more relatives coming over to my hotel room right now. I think half the city is my relatives, I swear.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll find out. I'll call Susan Agin. You know Susan, right?
Yes.
Who runs the QPAC. I'll call her and ask her to get me tickets
Susan
for your show.
Susan is the best. She's the best. That's why I love coming back to the show there.
Yeah, I know. She is so great.
I'll come
backstage and see you.
You promise?
Yes, I promise.
Okay.
And then you look at me and go, "Oh, it's you."
No, I want to say, "Oh, it's you again."
Yeah.
Where's Sherry? I'm going to say, "Where's Sherry?"
It's too bad she's in
Bring
Florida.
Sherry
I'd have
you.
Her come to the show. But I'll let her know.
Okay.
Well, have a wonderfully great birthday.
I already have. You've helped make it that. Thank you so much.
You're
a lot of fun.
And have many more. Keep entertaining us. We love you.
Okay, are you ready for me? Are you ready for this?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. You get to an age where you sing your own birthday song. Happy birthday to you, Tony.
I just have to tell you something very quickly.
You know what this interview is? This
yes.
interview is one big laugh.
I just want to tell you something very
what
quickly.
The hell's
we're
going on
we're the only
these two?
We sing happy birthday to you. We have the stupidest lyrics to a birthday song. In Montreal, Canada, they sing
that's
a song in French that's translated to "Today this is your day to receive love." That's nice. That's so much nicer to hear. Anyway, all right.
You know what? You know what?
Yeah.
I got to come to your studio and do your show. We'll laugh for 3 hours on the air.
My studio is in my house. Come on over.
Oh, the studio is in your house. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sitting in my underwear over at the computer.
Easy now. Easy. Easy. We're on the air.
I don't have to go out.
Oh, my God. This is hysterical.
I tell people say they have to come over. Somebody says, I said, no, I don't even know what's going on at the other end. Somebody could be sitting on the toilet for right now calling it. I don't know.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. All right. Well, listen, my dear, you have a wonderful
yeah.
day. And you made my birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You too, dear. Bubba
love. God bless you, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, I'm sorry I couldn't play another Tony Orlando. That was so much fun, I have to say. Oh, this is so great. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to end the show early because tears are coming down from laughing. I have to come and see the show. So, okay, everybody, where is my my ending here? Yes. Okay. All right, everyone. So when you're listening, to have a great day, afternoon, evening, whatever it is, all the rubber chickens are sleeping. The cats are after me because they didn't like what I said.